We're up to, the paragraph on page Lamed Ches. Sefer Chasidim, Halacha Yutes. We're up to page Lamed Ches, towards the bottom, paragraph, the Yesh Mehem Dvarim Sheheim Avoin Gadol. Okay, among the various averos, among the various things which prevent a person from doing the teshuva, there are things which are a very great sin. There are certain things that are so severe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hashkocha pratis will not allow a person to live to do teshuva. What are these things? Eluhein hamachti es harabin. A person who causes other people to do averos. Uvichlal avoin ze hamaakev es harabin milasois mitzvah. A person that prevents the tzibur from doing a mitzvah. Remember the story my father used to say over is that the person got up, gave a drasha. I think this was during the Vanat Sala, during World War II, when they were trying desperately to save Jews, and the only way to save Jews was through illegal means, bribes. To bribe the Nazis, to bribe government officials to save Jews. So Aaron Koller himself, they say, went on in a taxi. They went from shul to shul. They went from shul to shul on Shabbos, b'chal Shabbos, making appeals, going and telling to getting up. They come to the rabbi and they made appeals. There were different rabbis that did this, and one of these rabbis came to a shul and he asked the rabbi, "I want to speak." And the rabbi, and it happened to me that it was during, like right before the shul's dinner, and the shul was desperately in need of funds itself. So they were making an appeal for the shul, and in comes a rabbi and says, "No, this is that solus tefashis. I need to make an appeal in front of all these wealthy people to save lives. Can I speak?" So the rabbi was reluctant. "Okay, fine, I'll let you speak." He gets up and he gives a fiery drasha that really rallied the people, really shook up the tzibur. And the people were going to give big money. Mamash pledging big money. And the rabbi saw, if they give big money to Vat Hatzalah, they're not going to give big money. You only have that much money you can give. They're not going to give the big money to the shul. So after this rabbi spoke very passionately and he was successful in arousing the people, the rabbi gets up and he says, "Rabbi, we want to thank so-and-so for coming and tell us what's going on and inspiring us. Please, Rabbi, don't give right away, give Shabbos over, send a donation. Every dollar counts." Now, you have to understand the context. He wasn't asking for a dollar. He was asking for hundreds of dollars. And the way, when the rabbi concluded, every dollar counts, like saying, you don't have to go give $10,000. Every dollar, you give $10. The way he concluded the drasha, every dollar counts, totally deflated the expectation of how much money people should give for this course. So that is called machti yimoneya the rabim from doing a mitzvah. People get all worked up. They want to give enormous amount of money, and you come along and you say, "That's a narishkeit. It's a narishkeit. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. You may think it's a narishkeit." I've seen this once. This person was going to give $10,000 for something that I thought was a narishkeit. Okay? And there were other people there that thought, "You're giving $10,000 for this? Are you serious?" And it was a very big nesoyin, just going to keep your mouth shut. That doesn't make a difference. Okay? Because if you'll go, the person doesn't really understand, and you'll go and you'll say the wrong thing, so he won't give $10,000. Right away, change. He'll give $1,000. If the person wants to do a particular mitzvah, to be mahana the rabbim, and it definitely is a mitzvah, mind your own business. Don't do something to be moneya the rabbim, a person, from doing a mitzvah. Don't add your 2 cents in. Don't ruin it for other people. Zeh ha-ma'akev es harabim milasois mitzvah. Next. Hamadrich es chaverim derech tovel derech ra, kumay meisis umediach. A person, he persuades his friend to do an avera. Instead of doing a mitzvah, you convince to do an avera. Haroyes benoi betarbus ra ve'enu moicha biyodai. A person does not give mussar. Ubinoy b'rishusa, and this person is a person's child. The child is under your authority. He will listen to you, and you choose not to. V'ilu ha'yamaychav yadu ha'yapayresh. Nimsa machtir, you're causing him to an aveira v'chlal lovan zev. Kol sheyesh b'yodin limchoiz b'achinim b'in ram b'in yichid. B'yichidim v'le micha ele hiniach b'yodin kil shenoy. You allow a person to retain in their hand their mistake. The Oimer, another example, Oimer echta v'yashuv, echta v'yashuv, echta v'yoyim ha'kipurim mechaper. He writes over here, Sefer Chasidim, a very fascinating thing. And a person says, I will sin today, but I'm not worried. I'll do teshuvah. By the time Yom Kippur comes around, I'll do teshuvah. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give you the opportunity to do teshuvah. A prophecy, it's a chazal. Chazal is saying this. Chazal, they are little prophets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give them. You think you're going to do teshuva, you will never have the opportunity to do teshuva, and this sin will remain with you forever. Next. V'yeish dvarim sh'oysa isam yev sh'lasa teshuva gemura. A little further. V'shehen bein b'nei adam l'chaveroi v'ein chavere sh'ol himenu limchol loy oy sh'yachser loy im goza loy. There are times when a person does a chet between your friend and your friend, you don't have the opportunity to ask him chil. He's not in this country. You don't even know where he is. Or if you steal from him and he's not around, then you can return the theft. For example, v'iluhein, hamakalel esarabim, v'loikilel adam yadua sheyelech ela v'yifasenu v'yishal mimenu kapara. If a person curses a group of people publicly, you curse a group of people, and you don't specify their names, there's no way for you to go trace them all down and to ask them chilah. The choylik im ganav, if you split the profits with a ganav, if you steal from the tzibur, you don't know who the money, where the money came from, and you derive benefit, and now you want to pay back the victim, you don't know who the victim is. Because you steal from all people, and in other words, this individual who's giving you profits has stolen from many people, and you accept it, and now when you want to go do teshuva and return the money, you do not know who to return the money to. If you take money from him, you are encouraging him. And it's great. How much money did you make today? Give me some of it. By taking money from a ganav, you are encouraging him. These are all things which are self-explanatory, common sense. You don't need books for certain things. If you find a lost object, someone's name is upon it, you don't return it. You forget to return it too. The oichel shoyd anim, person eats from the shoyd, from the spoils of the poor people. These are people which are umlalim, which means they're destitute or they are shamed. They are people who no one stands up and no one comes to their defense. They're vulnerable people. The einam yuduim umifursamim. They're not well-known people. The goylem meir leir. They move from place to place. The ein lochem makir. There is no one that recognizes who they are. Sheyedel lemi yishachshon aloi. Okay, all different examples. All different types of examples of where you are not able to do a proper teshuva. Next, the makabel sheichad lhatas din ein yudei ad hechon hagia hatoya v'kama hefset yesh b'davar kedei liyashachzir. If you are in a position of authority and you take a bribe, so there's really no way for you to pay back the damage because you do not even know the ramifications of your decision.
Does that mean that you're not sure to what extent you were influenced by the decision, or does that mean that you're not sure to what extent you were influenced by it when you made your decision?
You're not sure to what extent that, what dam, to what degree that the
you
damage
what,
you have caused.
You know who
by
was.
Deciding, but by deciding in one person's favor, this collateral damage. It's not just that, okay, the other party has to pay $1,000. Where did that person get $1,000 to pay?
Okay.
He had to go borrow from someone else. He never paid him back. That person, now at $1,000, he doesn't have money to send his kid to yeshiva. He doesn't send his kid to yeshiva, so the kid becomes a napikaris, chas v'shalom. So everything that you do in this world has a ripple effect. There's a ripple effect. There's collateral damage, there are ramifications. Every time a person does an Aveira, you have really no idea how far the Aveira goes. I once heard from someone, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this kind of is true. When a person does a chesed, it goes both ways. People, they do chesedim. I told this to you last week. A person does a chesed, you give $1,000. So why are you giving $1,000 to the tzedakah? For one of two reasons. either you're doing it l'shma, you really, really believe in this cause, you really are inspired to do the mitzvah, l'shem shemayim. And sometimes the reason why you're giving $1,000 is because you're put to shame. I don't want to give $1,000. Listen, for me, I'm a very, very wealthy person. $1,000 is just pocket change. No, so here's $1,000. You're put to shame, so you give $1,000. How can you, as an observer, determine if the money given for a cause was given l'shem shemayim or was given not l'shem shemayim? So I once heard this. I don't know if there's any source for this, and that is, the telltale signs is, if something results from this act of chesed that is completely unrelated to your to what the purpose was, that is a telltale sign that this was l'shem shemayim. Because something that you do l'shem shemayim produces peros. Something which is not l'shem shemayim starts and stops right there. So mitoch shlo l'shma bo l'shma means there's also an element of l'shma. Rambam says beferish. When you say mitoch shlo l'shma bo l'shma means I'm doing it for the covet, but I also I believe in the cause. Okay, I believe in the cause. Repetition, right? You do it more and more. Eventually, now you're doing it. When you, Chazal say mitoch shlo l'shma bo l'shma, there has to be some degree of l'shma. It can be 99% shlo l'shma. The only reason why I'm giving $1,000,000 is because I want the covet. But I feel good, you know, Jewish education is also a good thing. Covet is greater. Covet is better. Covet is more delicious. But you know, Jewish education also counts for something. That's called mitach shaloy l'shma, bal l'shma. The day will come when it'll be the reverse. It'll be 99% l'shem Jewish education and 1% l'shem covet. But if you give $1,000,000 100% for covered, you get no schar. There's no such thing as mitoch shaloy l'shma. You get schar. I mean, if you did something good, you'll get something good. But there's not going to be such a thing as mitoch shaloy l'shma. But let's say you have a person who needs a poor person. He's destitute, and you give $1,000. Why did you give him $1,000? Either l'shma or shaloy l'shma. If you gave him l'shma, not only will your $1,000 go to feed this person, it's bound to happen, something else will come of this. There's going to be someone who's going to see what you did and be inspired, and he's going to go on and create a whole organization to do chesed like this. There's going to be the poor person that gets the $1,000 is going to change. He's not going to just eat the food. He's going to have a whole change of attitude, and he's going to become a different person. There's bound to be collateral benefit from an act of chesed that is done l'shem shemayim. If you give $1,000 just to feed a poor person, shaloy l'shma, you'll get credit. You know what's going to happen? The $1,000 will go to buy food. He'll eat the food. It'll go into his stomach. He'll be satisfied. And that's it. He'll get by for the next week. And next week he'll need a handout for another $1,000 from someone else. Your act of kindness will achieve its goal of feeding the person, and that's it. That's all I wanted to do. That's called shloy l'shma. But you get credit. It doesn't make a difference. Results are what counts. If you give $1,000 to feed a person who's starving to death, there is no question in the world you get reward because you've given $1,000 of tzedakah. But if you're only giving the $1,000 of stuff because you put the shame to do it, you really couldn't care less about this person. You couldn't care less if he drops dead, he starves to death. So no, I gave him $1,000. You have achieved the goal. The goal is he will live to die another day. Okay? He'll live to die. It's the name of a movie, right? He'll live to die another day. And that's it. It starts and stops there. If you do l'shem shemayim, not only will this guy live to die another day, it's a guarantee that from this act of kindness will sprout forth something you never imagined.
Even if you're guilted into
it. It's good. If you're guilted into it, it's always good. Doing chesed is always good no matter what. Even with the worst intentions possible, it's good. The worst intentions, it's good. However, if you have a little bit of a good intention also, then there's something called mitach shaloy lishma, Baal Lishma. And there's also this tradition, this Kabbalah, that if you do something with a little bit of a good of intention, not only will it achieve the goal of what you're giving the money for, it's guaranteed something good, unexpected, not unforeseen, will blossom out of this act of kindness. It's going to happen. And that's the telltale. So when you see kindness being done, and out of that, an outgrowth of that kindness, look what happened. Something I never in a million years would have expected this to result, this other sequence of events would lead to this type of thing happening. That is a simen muvok. The person that did this act of kindness didn't do it just because he was put to shame for ulterior motives. He did it lishma. Because when you do something lishma, it produces peros. And the peros are something you could never foresee in advance what will come of it. But if you do it purely, just leave me alone, just nudge, you want money, here's a dollar, leave me alone. Very good, you did kindness. He gave him a dollar, he bought himself a sandwich, he eats the sandwich, that's it. It's over. Nothing will come from it. Kindness came from it, but nothing more comes from it. Okay, let's go further. Further in the words of the Sefer Hasidim, okay, we're on page, okay, Lamites, okay, the Yesh, Mayhem, Dvarim, Roy, Mlim, Oy, right in the middle of the page. The Yesh, Mayhem, and this list.
Two lines before that?
Okay, let's go back. 2 lines before that. The Ein Lecha Makir, Sheyeda Lemish Yachsren Lo. You have to know that the poor people from who you steal from, they travel from place to place. You're not going to be able to identify who they are. Next, Amakabel Sheychad Lahatistin. If a person receives a bribe in order to pervert the judgment, Ein Yoidea Adhechan Hagia Hatoya, there is no way to know the ramifications, the collateral damage, the Kama Hefsid Yesh Badavar Kadesh Yachzir, what you need to do to make restitution. And it's a very grave sin. There's nothing you can do. You'll die with the sin. By taking a bribe, you are encouraging this individual to give more bribes. And this person will eventually be caught. And it's all because of you. You have encouraged him to continue down an evil path. Next. Among the list of 24 things which prevents a person from doing teshuvah are things that are even worse. V'yesh mehem dvarim shroim lima'oid. V'oysa oysan ein cheskasam lashuv. They will never do teshuvah. L'fi shehein dvarim kalim ve'enei roi b'nei adam. These are things which people don't take seriously. U'chemidum olachem she'enu avayin. And people think these are not even sins. V'chet avayin pilili. This is a open, pilili means... What's a good translation for the word palili? Palili means an explicit. It is an outright. It is a outright avera, an open avera, open book avera. And what are these things?
Criminal.
What?
Palili is criminal.
What?
Criminal. Criminal.
Yeah.
Criminal palili. Palili means it means. Avon palili in this context means it is an open, it is an outright sin. There's nothing to discuss. What are these things?
It's judgmental in the sense of an open and shut case.
It's an open and shut case. A lashon of a judge, right? A judge, it's palili. You don't need to have a jury to decide. It's simple. It's clear cut that this is forbidden. What are these things? Vehenein, the following are a list of these things. Haragel besuda she'ena mas bekes livolecha. A person is a leech. He comes... He invites himself to be a guest in a person's home who does not have enough food to feed his own family. So what are you coming? And coming to a person, you see they don't have what to feed their own family. Why are you being a burden upon them? Next. What did I do? I came, I asked him, can I please eat my Shabbos suited by you today? And he said yes. I didn't do an Avera. He said, yes, you can come eat. He gave me permission. But you know that this fellow does not have enough food to feed his own children. You know the joke. The joke is, is that the person comes a guest and there's not enough food. So the mother says to the children, "Children, we don't have enough food, but we have a guest, so we have to be nice. So when I ask you, I don't want the guest to know I only have one piece of chicken. So when it comes time to serve the chicken, I'm going to say to you, a top or a bottom. What do you like? So I want you, my children, to say, I don't want any chicken today. I'm not hungry. And you also, I want you to say, I don't want any chicken. Because we don't want to embarrass the guest. That's what the mother says to the child. Okay? So they make kiddush, they have the fish, there's enough fish for everyone, and then it comes to the soup, there's enough soup. It comes to the chicken, there's only one piece of chicken. So she says to the children, she doesn't want to she doesn't want the guest to know that she doesn't have enough chicken. So she says to the child, You want a top Moshe? You want a top or a bottom? So he says, no, Ma, I'm not hungry today. I don't want any chicken. I'm not hungry. Okay. David, you want? No, I don't want any chicken. Okay, you don't want chicken? Okay, fine. Would you like it? Yes, of course. Yeah, okay. So she brings out, she gives the chicken to the guest. Okay. It comes time for dessert. So the child says, Ma, I want dessert. So the mother says, if you didn't want chicken, you don't get dessert. Those. So this is the joke, but the idea over here is a person knows in advance that they don't have enough food in the house. What kind of chutzpah do you have coming and being burned upon this fellow? And don't come with an argument later on, I've done nothing wrong. The person agreed. Next, a person that makes use of the pledge. I think we learned this lesson, the pledge of the ani, the poor person, he borrows money and he gives collateral. You're not allowed to use his, he gives you a gold watch, a schosn watch. You're not allowed to use it. And you use it, going hilvilani al kardumai, on his kardumai is what? Axe, right. His hatchet. Thank you, his hatchet. And he takes the hatch and he cuts wood. Did nothing wrong. Next terrible avera, which it says over here that is davar chomer admon, and people make light of it. Probably talking to our generation.
There's a new gemach that buys a medical debt, 10 cents on the dollar.
How do they pay off the debt?
They go to a company, you know, you own the house or whatever. They sell the debt.
Who sells the debt?
The
person?
The doctor. Gives it to collection and he sees and he sells it to them.
And the collection agency takes a commission for themselves?
Huh?
Oh, and the collection agency goes through the effort of repossessing your property and they take a commission for themselves?
They sometimes buy the right to it. They pay the doctor.
Okay, the right to be the collection agency.
No,
yeah.
The right to collect the money.
And they get paid. They get a commission.
No. They buy the debt.
It's whatever day you hold.
You ever get a bill from an old day PT phone you had 10 years ago?
I never paid it.
Right.
So they come after me. So they come after me.
So so-and-so bought it for a penny on the dollar, and he comes, if he collects, he makes money.
If not.
So someone buys the debt, and he's Michael the debt. They deliberately buy it on pennies.
And then the doctor, whoever it is, says to the patient, I'm Michael you. That's so Geneva.
It's not the doctor saying.
The people who buy it.
So they can tell the person, you don't have to worry about this debt hanging over you. We pay.
The seller.
This
is a gemach. Are you saying a gemach? We're talking about averus, and you're talking about mitzvahs. We're learning averos now. You're confusing me. We're learning about averos, and you're telling me about gemach. You're telling me about mitzvahs. Who wants mitzvahs? Let's talk about the fun, the averos. Vaita. V'amistagel barayos. Next. Male alvavoy ma pishi machatosi bezeh. Im nistakalti bik roivosi. If I go and I look at this woman, v'chi be'altia. What did I do wrong? I looked at a woman that's not dressed niyistic. What did I do wrong? Did I live with her? Did I do a ma'isa avera? V'chi be'altia. V'hu eni yodeo mevin. Shugodim ovoin godol legufon shel aroyos. A person has done very great harm to the concept of arayos. Shenemar. V'loi sosuru Acharei levavchem v'acharei einichem asher atem zoinim acharehem, which you stray. So in other words, he's saying over here, don't forget it's a pasuk in Kriyat Shema every single day. The pasuk does not say, don't live with forbidden women. It doesn't say that. It says the pasuk, don't be strayed after your heart and your eyes. There's a prohibition in just looking and in just being maharher in thinking about things that you see. You'll say you can't control your thoughts. Of course you can't control your thoughts, but don't let those thoughts enter. If you don't see, you won't think. So they go hand in hand. The pasuk, see, this is what you need a sefer chassidim for. He's able to go and just to say, don't forget the basics. That's why what sefer chassidim is. Back to the basics. The damage a person, Chazal said, the damage a person brings to his neshama by seeing things that are not proper is very great. And it's a pasuk in Kriya Shema. And this is something which requires constant chizuk. The least we can do, Rabbi Isai, myself included, is not to make letzanis of all the people that are trying so hard to warn us. Okay, not everyone is so nizer. Okay, unfortunately, not everyone has bulletproof filters on all their devices. Okay, none of our business. But at least, if there are people out there that are trying to help. Those who want to be helped, yes, if there are people out there who want to be helped, it's not right to make litzanis of people who are trying to help them. Okay, there are people that go to an extreme that try to tell everyone, be very careful what goes on, filters and this and that. If you don't want to install a filter, it's a free country, do whatever you want. But it's not right for people to react in a negative way and criticize the people who are trying to help those who do want to be helped. That's the very least. That's the very least that can be expected of everyone, myself included. Okay? Self included, you have to be at least appreciate what they're trying to do for us. Uva Sefer ben Sira. He's mamish, he's a person that you're ever about. Yo Solomon, what he did is just not to be believed. What he was mamish, the Moiser Nefesh to create, to wake up the Litvish world in these inyanim. And to be a founder of the organization called TAG. TAG is an organization in which they have a hotline and they have a very large staff to help people install on their devices filters. All different types of devices. And they have an office. They have offices all over the country. And they have very good technical support. And I have some issues with some of the technology they're using. They none of my business. I shouldn't have said that. They're very, very good. They're very, very, very good. They really are. And it's all his credit. He created a mapecha like I've never seen. And he suffered from this like you can't imagine. By everyone. The criticism. He got a lot of heartache from this. And but he persevered. And everyone, a lot of people now, his biggest critics have come around to give him high praise. And he created a very, very great awareness. He really brought it out in the open. Before him, everyone knew he was a problem, but everyone was making believe it's not a problem. And he brought it out in the open. In the open, it's a problem. It's a problem. You don't want to deal with it? All right, you don't want to deal with it. But at least acknowledge it's a problem. People who want to be responsible should at least have an opportunity to be responsible. Most people are not responsible. Most people are not really interested. But the people who want to be responsible, he made it possible for them to be responsible. And Imamish, I'm not the only one that said this, but a lot of people have said about him, if you want to know a Zeu ben Olam Haba, he's your man. He is the person that really, he did something that no one else had the stamina, the guts, the courage to do in a very, very great degree. You know how much he made this thing in City Field. He made this organization called TAG. He had to raise millions of dollars.
Did they monitor the house? No,
they can't. They can't monitor it. You can't monitor it. You cannot monitor someone's private house. It is impossible. It is impossible. The letters are a joke. You sign a letter, means nothing. What does the letter mean? It's a joke. You sign a letter. That's something. But he brought it to people's awareness. It's don't make believe you don't know what's going on.
I'm not
Rabbi.
Yeah.
The same like gun control. There is criminals who wants to get a gun, you'll get. The same thing. Even the more kids in school.
You want to do it.
You take a look what is behind it. Curiosity.
Curiosity. But the, he's made it possible. First, you should know that today it's not like it was 5 years ago. Today, the technology has advanced to such a point where it's bulletproof. If you really want to protect, if you really have your devices, you have a device. Your child can go to someone else's house.
Yeah.
You can go into the street. Right. In a Hanani. But what's doing in your own house? Let's just talk about your own house. It used to be even in your own house, the joke. You'll go and install a filter on your computer. Big deal. So you go, you do a Google search, and you'll figure out in 10 seconds how to undo the filter. All the kunstim, how to undo the filter. Even in your own house, it was a joke. Today, technology has advanced where, no, if you have a filter on your computer is bulletproof. It's bulletproof. There's nothing you can possibly do an Avera on your computer. I mean, to a degree, okay? You want to do an Avera, so go next door. Go to your neighbor next door. But at least, that's also a very big madrega. Every little bit, see, that's what people don't, that's what his argument, people don't appreciate. Okay, you have a filter. Okay, but you know, I could just type in the password and the filter's off. So who needs to install the filter? Well, it's been proven scientifically that if you have a filter and you have to enter the password, it's not... The degree of sin is greatly reduced. It's not reduced to zero. It's not reduced to zero, but it is reduced. If you do something else, if you have the computer in the public place in the house, it's not a guarantee. There's no, but it has been proven it's reduced a little bit more. Every little bit that you do, it makes a difference, and it adds up. No one is a tzaddik. In tzaddik bo'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yecheta. But when a person goes so deep, sometimes you come to the point where you're damaged and you're beyond return. And that damage when you're very, very young can have major ramifications for your whole life in your desire to strive to be a Talmud Chacham, to be a Ben Torah. And it's collateral damage. Every little bit, you're right. The argument is it's a waste of time because anyway you can do whatever you want. That's true. But his argument is, you got to do something because every little bit makes a difference. And to make this thing, I don't think there's been an event in the history of America that got so much litzonis like the event in Citi Field. I went to it. I was there. And the event in Citi Field where they had this asifa for technology, the litzonis that they got across everyone from the goyim to the frum to the chassidim. It was a big litzonis. But you know something? It accomplished the most amazing things. Everyone, every parent in their mind knows because of all of the litzonis. You know something? It's a serious business. Serious. This is not serious. You know why it's serious business? Because you know what the real problem is? Everyone says already. The real problem are not the children. The real problem are the parents.
Yeah.
It's a joke. You know, they go to an event, we're going to teach you how to protect your children. Take out the word children. We're going to teach you how to protect yourself. Children are usually much better than the parents. Children, the good children, they wouldn't sin even if the world will come to an end. They're very strong. And the children that are very weak, they'll sin no matter what you do. No matter what you do, they'll sin. They'll find a way. Whatever you'll do, they'll find a way to do an Avera. Who are the people that are in between? The parents. Every adult has this issue. And if the children see the parents a nizar, it accomplishes a billion times more than installing all of these filters and things on the devices of the children. Because the truth is the children don't even need it. Because the children are very strong. If they believe in something, they will never do an avera. Adults are the shvacha people, who nishtahinishta wishy-washy people. And if the parents are strong, and the children see their parents are so nizar, children don't even need a filter. They'll be anyway, but they'll be clean in a second. So all these, every time you hear they make an event, it's all for the children. It's a joke. It's a joke. All of these events are for who? For the parents. They're the ones who need serious help. The adults need serious help. The children in Melu will be good when they see the parents are good. Like they say, if you want to teach, you want, this something is so easy to do, even an adult can do it. Can you hear that expression? Teach technology. Teach technology. We want to teach you how to operate this new gadget. It is so easy to operate this new, latest high-tech gadget, even an adult can do it. Children, for sure, they can know how to do it. They're way ahead of you, the children. A child wants to be nizar in Shmira Senayim, it's a piece of cake. Because a child is young, fresh, has stamina and will. And the children that do want to do an Averus, there's nothing you can do to get in their way. They'll do whatever they want to do. Nothing you can do to get in the way. Where is the nafkamina? It's who are their models. Who are they looking up to? When they see their parents are strong, it all flows from there. So all these seminars are all just for the parents. Next, he was ahead of his time. He talked about this thing over here, that there's a Dover Chomer. People, they say it's nothing. It's not an Avera. And he was the first of Matthew Salman. He went and he said this is serious business. Next, Shoik Bu'isha Erva. To look at a woman's legs is an Erva. You know, I have to confess. I walk around with a tape measure. On the streets. And I stop women and I measure their dress nice. Okay, you're okay. You're not okay. Just joking, okay? There was someone in the one of the letters to the editor. He made that joke. It did not go very well, obviously. Okay. Shoyk beisha erva, kol beisha erva. K'moy shomru chachavim kol ha'mistakel be'etzba ketana shel isha kilu mistakel. A person looks at etzba ketana kilu mistakel be'beis ha'tov is like looking at the erva mamish. The Yod Amru, that means, of course, when he looks at the Etzba Ketana with the desire to derive pleasure. The Yod Amru, Afilu Bivigde Tseva Shalisha Hashetuchim Bakoisel. Even women's clothing that is displayed on a mannequin, Bakoisel, hung up on a wall, Kishemakir Liba Alehen, Osul Lehistakel. When you look at this clothing, you right away, you, in your mind, you see the woman in the clothing. So you think about the woman. Lebalei means the woman. When you look at the clothing, I can just picture this woman wearing this dress. So what I do wrong is there's a piece of garment is on the wall. But if a person is a dirty mind, and he sees something, and that right away triggers various thoughts, this is a problem. Also, listakel. Obviously, this is a little bit of an extreme for us, okay? It's an extreme kind of statement to make for us. But hamevin yavin. To each his own. Everyone knows where they need chizuk, and everyone knows that for me, it's like a piece of wood. Okay? To each his own. Everyone has their own nisyonos, own things which are unique. And dvarim pshutim ad v'oid. We don't have to even discuss this. We're going to stop here, take a short break, and we're going to talk about a great topic today about mizonos rolls. What bracha do you make on a mizonos roll? Do you make a moitzi, or do you make a mizonos? And it comes from this week's parsha.